we're talking about Don Lee. Don's father died when he was a young man, and his mother was working as a domestic, and under Japanese occupation, you had to pay an entry fee to get into the school, but once you were in school, the top person in each class got a free tuition, and Don couldn't afford to pay the entry fee, so he took the entry exam for a rich man's son who'd flunked the exam to get the rich man's son into school with the understanding he would be paid for having the equivalent of the entry fee. And when he went to collect his money, they just sicked the dogs on him. And later, his brother, who was in Manchuria, sent money from the mines so he could go to school. And once he was in school, he's first in his class all the way through. He ended up one of two imperial scholars from Korea at Hiroshima Normal School in Japan. And late in the war, they started putting the kids in aircraft factories and munition factories, and he didn't like that, so he escaped and hid out in the mountains in Korea till after the war was over. When the bomb fell, it destroyed, and on Hiroshima, all his records were destroyed, so he had no proof that he had ever been to school. So he had to go back to school all over again. While he was going to school, he organized a construction company. He was building roads. He set up a program to teach Korean typists to type in English, even though they didn't understand English. He had a friend who was a white Russian who gave him some Reader's Digest in English to read and helped him with his English. And he went around tugging coat sleeves, saying, "I want to be an interpreter." He ended up the commanding general's in all of Korea's personal interpreter. And he when Don was ready to go to college, he picked Amherst College for Don as probably one of the best schools that he could go to. And he was like a brother to me. I was very fortunate in that I got a competitive New York State scholarship. I took a competitive exam with about 550 people in New York City and placed seventh, tied for seventh. But I'd already had an Amherst fellowship in medicine, and my grandfather had agreed to help pay for my tuition if I went to Cornell, because four other members of my family had gone to Cornell. I was accepted at Columbia Presbyterian and Cornell, both for med school. And Amherst was very kind. They gave me the one fellowship in medicine was given to me. They also had an award for the person they felt would make the most outstanding contribution to society through medicine. I shared that with Ben Keiklinger. But I'd taken the exam. I hadn't had comparative anatomy, and I hadn't had biochemistry in med school. And I took the exam my senior year upstate, and they told me I'd done so well that I ought to take it again. So I took it a second time, having had biochemistry in med school and having had anatomy, and was lucky. But it turns out that Don's sister had had become a widow. Well, a widow has no legal status in Korea. They never remarry, they can't find work. And they made my fellowship retroactive for the first year that I'd already paid for. So I turned that over and gave it directly to Don, and the exchange rate was such that he was able to buy a house for his sister to live in, and was able to buy a sewing machine so she could support herself as a seamstress. And she lived in this fellowship was probably something like $7,000, but nothing like what it costs today to go to med school. But she lived in that house until she died of colon cancer. And when I was going bankrupt, I was up, that exhausted my equity line of credit. I couldn't afford to get a new car. I mean, I had 187,000 miles on my Volkswagen Squareback. The front wheel had. No, that was a Squareback. Was a Rabbit? Okay, I guess it was a Rabbit. Yes, Ginny got it later. And Don came he's coming through Amherst with Tahi, and it was my birthday the next day, and they took me out to dinner at the Lord Jeff, and I picked him up in the morning to do a physical for him and some lab evaluation. And he said, "What are you driving this old thing for?" I said, "Don, I can't afford a new car." And he said, "Well, if you could afford a new car, what would you get?" I said, "I've always dreamt about having a four-wheel drive vehicle." Next noontime, Tahi and Don were there, and they gave me this ornate brocade bag, and in it were the keys to a new Toyota 4Runner. And I just had tears streaming down my face so that the good goes round. I mean, I was legal guardian for both his daughters when they lived in Amherst and lived in my home, and I bought a home for his sister. But it's so I'm still driving that old vehicle.